ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
David Connolly, congratulations on being appointed as the 24th Administrator of the Northern Territory. How's that feeling to hear that?
Well, thank you very much, Matt, and hello to all your listeners. How does it feel? Well, it's a bit surreal, to be honest. Feels a bit weird. It's been in the making for a number of months, and no one's really been able to talk about it. But yeah, it's great. Of course, it's fantastic, but it does feel a bit weird this morning.
Can you tell the story on how an appointment like this comes about?
Well, the appointment is made by the government of the day. They, in the case of a territory, which is different to a state, although the administrator's duties are the same as the governor's of a state, the government of the day nominate their proposal or their person. They make a nomination, and then the federal cabinet have to approve that. And once it's approved, then it goes forward to the governor general, who will then appoint.
But how did you get into this position? Like, it's not like you can send in your resume, I assume.
No, I'm still asking myself how I got into this position. I'm very honoured. It's a great honour. I was asked by the NT government, the chief minister, if I would be interested in taking up this position. It took a lot of thinking through. It's not something that I wanted to jump into without giving a lot of thought to it. And I certainly had it's a different lifestyle choice for my wife Sue and I, particularly with Sue and all her horse sports and horses, and, you know, set up well at Tipperary Station, enjoying that lifestyle. So it's something very different for us. But I think it's the right time, Matt, to contribute again for the Northern Territory. I really enjoyed contributing to the Northern Territory as the NTCA president. I really enjoyed that, and I feel that I can contribute again in this role.
For those listening to this, David, especially outside of the Northern Territory, can you give the quick summary on what the administrator is and what they do?
Well, they do literally the same as a state governor. They sign off on legislation. They make the final appointment to government, the official appointment of government. They open the parliament. They're the Governor General and the Crown, the King's representative in the Northern Territory. But we also, the administrator is also the patron of just a hellishly large number of organisations, and lends support to those organisations in the territory. It promotes the Northern Territory. What I'm really looking forward to, part of the role, is the promotion and the help of the economic position for the Northern Territory. And it has a number of other statutory roles, so very official roles, and also some roles or some jobs that are not so statutory, but certainly no less important in promoting the Northern Territory.
The cattle industry is buzzing today. That's the sense that I get, David, that the cattle industry just feels one of its own is getting this top job. Is there much you can do as administrator, though, to help the cattle industry?
Yeah, but my job's not to go in there to specifically just help the cattle industry. My job's to help industry of the Northern Territory, and that's what I'll certainly concentrating on, trying to help all the community. And yes, there is. I think there's a lot of things you can do. One of the jobs of the administrator is to help to advise the government or to question in an appropriate manner. Yeah, I think the role, the administrator's role, is one that can really help the Northern Territory. And administrators in the past have done that. There's no doubt about that.
And one question that got sent my way today was from someone saying, gee, I wonder how he's going to go not being able to have an opinion on anything.
Well, I'm still who I am, Matt, so I'll still have an opinion. And I'm allowed to express that opinion, but I must, you know, this position is not a political position. It's not used to influence politicians. It's or the political atmosphere. It's not a political position, which is very like the NTCA. It's looking after its members. It's not necessarily trying to set a policy. It's to work with government to try and have a good outcome for its members. And I think the administrator's role might be a bit similar to that. But I certainly won't be expressing any political opinion publicly.
So when does it all start for you, this gig?
I'll be commissioned on the 1st of February and sworn in by the end of February with the Governor-General doing the swearing.
Well, congratulations on the role and have a wonderful Christmas.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. I thank all those people that supported me along the way. It's the honour of a lifetime, and I really appreciate the opportunity to have a talk to you this afternoon.